Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turning your Bibles, please, to Proverbs chapter 20. Once in a while, I get the time and I like to turn on the sports on TV. I watched a little bit of the Olympics. And there were these two athletes. They were unfortunately American athletes who did this, but there were these two athletes. And they came out, and they had this new thing this year where they were introducing the athletes ahead of time. And they kind of stood there in front of a video of their flag, and, you know, they introduced them. And these two guys were acting like hot dogs. You know what I mean by that? They were acting like they were all that and a bag of chips. You know, they were showing their muscles, and they were, you know, celebrating themselves, essentially. And then, I'm not going to say who they are, but then they got into their competition and they both lost. They were both supposed to do really well. They both did surprisingly poorly. And there goes their celebration. Right? Well, pride does come before a fall. By the way, young people, always approach things with humility. Learn to do that. Always approach things with humility. Never approach things celebrating yourself. If you do that, you're basically asking God to resist what you're doing. It's James 4:6. So always approach things with humility. You're able to do anything at all through Christ. But do it through humility or Christ won't be in it. Humility is key. These two men did not have humility. It's amazing, for example, the NFL. You watch a football game, and some of those guys are really down-to-earth, humble guys, and some of those guys think they're all that and a bag of chips because they caught a ball or they knocked somebody down. Don't do that. Don't ever get into that place. Always approach things with humility. Years ago, there was a guy I was talking to who was going to go on the mission field. I'm not going to say where, but he was going to go on the mission field with a team of people. And he was telling me about all these spectacular things they were going to do. How they were going to start a church, and they were going to have several hundred people, and they were going to have a Bible college and a day school and all this stuff they were going to do. What happened there? They never went. He was celebrating his intentions, but he never had an accomplishment. And this can happen to people. Never celebrate your intentions. Let your intentions be given to you by God. Then let Him perform what it is that He's calling you to. But don't celebrate things. Don't make yourself to be all that and a bag of chips. You guys are great that way. But don't let the temptation ever come in. Because then God opposes. Then God's not in it. That's one of the ways you know God is not in it. Is when the attitude of the person is wrong. They may have even been called, but God will remove His presence if the attitude is wrong. It's a type of an issue, and people don't often realize this. It's faithfulness. Except it's a different kind of a faithfulness. It's a faithfulness to humility. Faithfulness to having the right mindset before God. Sometimes we think of faithfulness as being faithful to do something and consistent. And that is one aspect of faithfulness. And certainly that is important. If you're not faithful on the job, you're going to get fired. Okay, so that is important. It's important in the things of God also, but there's this other aspect of faithfulness that people don't often think about. Faithfulness in the right attitude before God. Faithfulness toward humility, faithfulness toward mercy, faithfulness toward forgiveness. These kinds of faithfulness. Now, in verse 6 of Proverbs 20, it says, most men will proclaim each his own goodness. That's what those two athletes were doing. Those two athletes were proclaiming their goodness. They were saying, I'm all that and a bag of chips. I'm Superman. Superman came in fifth. So these guys weren't all that and a bag of chips at all. I mean, they were in the Olympics, I guess you could say from that standpoint, but they didn't do well. Other people were much better than them. What I loved was the person who won, when they introduced him, he just smiled and waved at everybody, and he was just an ordinary guy. He wasn't pretending. He wasn't trying to be something. He was like, okay, the camera's on me. I'm going to wave to the audience, and then I'm going to go do my thing. Yeah, that's the thing to do. He won. He won. He showed some humility. He didn't pretend to be humble. Sometimes people will pretend to be humble. That looks really, really weird when people pretend to be humble, because you can tell they're pretending to be humble and they want to get your attention with their humility. It's bizarre. It really is. It's absolutely bizarre when that happens. But sometimes it does happen. You know how you stay faithful to humility? You don't think about self. It's not that you don't take care of yourself. It's you're not self-centered. You're not worrying about what is everybody thinking about me. You're not worrying about what do I look like. Do I look humble to everybody? Let me pretend to be humble so everybody sees how humble I am. It's like the Pharisees when Jesus said, yeah, they put on, you know, sackcloth and ashes and stuff when they're fasting so everybody knows they're fasting. He said, it's worthless. It's essentially what Jesus was saying. It's absolutely worthless. Their fasting is worthless. He says, when you go and fast, you clean yourself up, you pray in your closet, you don't let anybody know what you're doing. You just do it before God. Doing things before God is the key to success. If you're faithful to that, you're going to have remarkable results. You don't have to boast about anything. Let God boast about you. But you don't have to boast about anything, and certainly not the things you've never accomplished, like those people. But you know, that's not uncommon. I'm sure you guys in school have seen that plenty of times. You got that kid who can maybe throw a ball, and he thinks he's all that and a bag of chips. You guys ever meet a kid like that? I went to school with at least 10 in each class. And they were all like, I'm more a bag of chips than you're a bag of chips, right? It's so stupid. Don't worry about it. It's pride. It's pride. You want to find somebody who's going to really trip up and mess it up? It's the person who's proud. Stay faithful to humility. People will proclaim their own goodness. But then God says, but a faithful man, who can find? Who can find a faithful man? God's not interested in how good I am at something. God's not interested in what I can do or what I know or who I am or what my name is or what my job is or what my education is or whatever else, what my talents are. God doesn't care about that. God is looking for somebody who is simply faithful. Now, God is faithful to us. Okay? It says in Deuteronomy 7:9 that God is faithful and he keeps his agreement of mercy toward us. He's faithful. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, when God calls you, he's faithful to do what he called you to do. He's faithful. He'll never call you and not be faithful to do it for you. If he wasn't going to do it, he wouldn't have called you into it. He will do whatever he calls you into. And he has a call for every one of you. A specific, precise call. And he's planning your life and arranging the details of your life to bring you into that call so that the call comes through in its fullness. You don't have to worry about how to make that happen. God makes that happen for you and he's faithful to do it. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, he's faithful to his promises. If God promised it, he will do it. All of his promises are yes, and they are all amen. The word amen means so be it. So God is saying, yep, So be it. God, will you do that for me, what you promised? Yes, I will. So be it. He's faithful to that. He's faithful to you in Hebrews 13. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He's always faithful to you. But what God is looking for is not a person who can do a lot or knows a lot or is high IQ or super educated. There's nothing wrong with having those things. All of those things are fine in themselves. But are you faithful? That's what God wants. Are you faithful? Now, in Acts 13:22, God called David, the king, faithful. This is unusual. This is different than what we might think of as faithfulness. Because David had a lot of problems. David made a ton of mistakes. David had personal issues that got in his way in the worst way possible. But there was one thing about David, and God absolutely loved it. David was very faithful to God. And even in the worst mistakes that he made, he always ran to God. He always looked for the mercy of God. He always looked for the grace of God. He always looked for the kindness of God. He was very faithful to those things. And God was delighted with David because David was faithful in knowing who God was toward him. That made him the greatest king in history. Probably there was no other king who had the glory and the splendor and the power that David had. David was an extremely powerful king. Israel went to war all the time under David. Israel took most of the Middle East. The Middle East is huge. Today we see Israel as this tiny little country, maybe the size of New Jersey or something. No, that's not what it used to be like. Israel sprawled. It went up way far north, way far south, went way to the east. I mean, there's a lot of other countries now where Israel used to be, and that was all Israel. And that happened under David. Israel was enormous under David. Because he conquered all these places and he made them a part of Israel. But as soon as the kings of Israel who followed David were not faithful, all of that gain started being taken away. Because God wasn't looking for those kings' personal glory or personal interests or whatever they were thinking on their own. God was looking, will you be faithful to me? And as long as the kings were faithful, God really promoted them. God really prospered them. God made them into very effective and powerful kings. But when they stopped being faithful to God, they were a disaster. Israel suffered tremendously under them. They had huge losses in every way imaginable. It happens like that in our own lives. In 2 Kings 22 and verse 2, there was a king who lived long after David. His name was Josiah. And when he died, God said that Josiah did that which is right in the sight of the Lord. And get this, and he walked in all the way of David, his father, and turned not aside to the right or to the left. Josiah walked like David? David made some bad mistakes. But that's not what God was worried about. God's never going to be worried about your mistakes. God wants you to be faithful even in your mistakes. I'm not saying make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. Mistakes can cause a lot of problems and they can do you a lot of harm. But we are all human beings and we all make mistakes. And in those, God wants us to be faithful to his attitude toward us, faithful. Him faithful to run to mercy. How many people feel guilty? They make a mistake and they feel guilty. And they even try to make the mistake right and they still feel guilty. Did you know that's a lack of faithfulness? That's why they feel guilty. That's not to condemn them, but that's what the problem is. Because if they were faithful to the forgiveness of God, they would realize that they have no need to be guilty. That God has cleansed them with His blood, and their sins are removed, and He has forgiven. And, to boot, He has forgotten. But if I'm not faithful to those things, then I won't be able to apply them. I won't be able to apply them to myself, and I won't be able to apply them to you either. So then if somebody does something against me and I'm not faithful to those things, then I won't be able to forgive them because I have no faithfulness to things like forgiveness or mercy or grace. Learn to be faithful to the things of God. Your lives are made by God. The plan for your life is established by God. Now, you may try to have a plan of your own, but there's nothing that we can do whereby we have the promise in ourselves that we can go above and beyond all that we can ask or think. Isn't that kind of silly to think I can go beyond what I can ask or think? How am I going to go beyond what I can ask or think? I have to ask it and I have to think it. I can't go beyond it. But God promises in Ephesians 3:20 that He will go above and beyond all we can ask or think. God is saying, my faithfulness to you is such that you can't even begin to imagine what I plan for you, what I purpose for you, what I desire for you is so far beyond what you're capable of desiring for yourself. In that faithfulness, we get to experience what God desires for us. That faithfulness is one of the most valuable things a human being can possess. Always be true to the things of God. Always be true to the things of God. Sometimes people will say, well, I give or I sacrifice or I do, but then in their heart they're not really faithful. Well, in 1 Samuel 15:22, Samuel said that obedience is better than sacrifice. If I'm faithful to the things of God, it's far better than if I gave $1 million. Just be faithful to the things of God. What are the things of God? In Micah 6:8, the things of God are pretty simple. He says there, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? Now, it doesn't say what does the Lord suggest. What does He require? He says, do justly, and that simply means live in faith response, Romans 3:22. Live in faith responses, trust God, live by the word of God. Matthew 4:4, live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, the mouth of God to us, the believers, is through the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit communicates with you through His Word, and you respond to that, that's doing justly. He said, love mercy. If you love mercy, you love things like forgiveness. You love things like patience, gentleness, kindness. You love those things. You'll possess them toward yourselves, and because you possess them, you'll have them to give out to other people as well. So love mercy, and then he said, walk humbly with your God. Be humble. A lot of people do not put the appropriate weight in their own life on humility. Humility is we have nothing with God without humility. Humility is when I'm God-oriented. It's basically what it is in a nutshell. I am God-oriented in my thinking. I yield to the Word of God as being the truth, not my own opinion. If my opinion does not agree with the Word of God, the problem is with my opinion. I put myself under God. I don't put myself over God. And nobody says I'm putting myself over God, but in practice they do. Because they don't yield to God. They don't agree with God. They don't respond in faith to Him. And that's pride. Pride is the biggest destroyer there is. There was an angel, you guys know him, his name was Lucifer. He got kicked out of heaven and became Satan. He got kicked out of heaven because he got proud. That's it. God does not like pride. Really does not like pride. Actually, he hates pride. He will not be there if somebody is proud. He will withdraw his presence, or in the case of somebody like Lucifer, he will kick them out. He will not tolerate pride. Now, in today's society, people are taught to be proud. I cannot for the life of me figure out why. Except that the world is under the control of the devil. But that's the dumbest thing people can do, is be proud. Love humility. Love humility. Walk humbly before God. Humility will make you one of the most effective, powerful, smart people on earth. Pride is kind of funny. Pride often leads to arrogance, which is puffing yourself up against other people. I'm better than you. You know, you might not say it, your attitude might. For example, if somebody is willing to be unkind to somebody else, or impatient with somebody else, or unforgiving with somebody else, that means they're arrogant. Because they see themselves as being above that person. And that person's not worth their time to be kind to or patient with or what have you. That's arrogance. Arrogance is the expression of pride toward other people. You know what happens? Those people get really, really dumb. A guaranteed outcome of pride is stupidity. It works like that every time. A guaranteed outcome of pride is stupidity. I think I know more. What do I know? The Bible says if I think I know anything at all, I know nothing as I should know it. You see, that's the deception though. People become proud because they're self-oriented, and in their self-orientation, they become blind to everything else. And they become blind to the fact that they're getting dumb. But that's what happens. Pride is your worst enemy. Not pride in somebody else, pride in yourself. Humility, that's your best friend. So God says, okay, what do you want to be faithful to? He says, be faithful to respond to God, to His word. Be faithful to be merciful and to receive mercy. And all that that means, that also means forgiveness and kindness and patience, things like that. And then be faithful to humility. That's what God's looking for. That's not easy to find. A lot of people will tell you how great they are. God doesn't think so. Fifth place in the Olympics is not great. I don't care how you slice it. Fifth place is not great. I think if those people approached it in humility, they may have done much better. Now, years ago, there was a very famous, fantastic preacher. His name was Dwight Moody. He lived about 100 years ago. He was an amazing preacher. Dwight Moody went to hear a young pastor preach who had invited him to come and hear him. And the young pastor was kind of bold and kind of cocky and arrogant a little bit as he walked into the pulpit. He was kind of full of himself. And the message was a disaster. disaster. I mean, the guy ended up saying nothing of any significance. And he realized it as it was happening, and it just overwhelmed him how much he was failing right in front of all these people. And he went out in tears. And Dwight Moody came up to this guy afterwards. He said, "Young man, if you had gone into the pulpit the way you left, you would have left the way you went in." In other words, if you went in with humility, you would have been very edified. You would have had a fantastic result. It's like that with us. If we are faithful to the things of God, to love, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly, we'll have a fantastic result. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.